I wonder if that's asteroid heat that has warmed up the environment here, because we had a huge asteroid zip by Earth last night, and some considered it to be a close call, although it was actually about 2 million miles away. But in the world of the cosmos here, that's close. Joining us live is Greg Redfern. He's a NASA ambassador to the solar system and a contributor to WTOP.com. Well, I'm glad it didn't hit us, Greg, but there's something else out there that probably has got our name on it, doesn't it?
Well, you know, John and Mike, if our listeners go to the spotlight, I wrote an article about Chelyabinsk 1 year later. So it was exactly 1 year and 2 days after Chelyabinsk entered the atmosphere over Russia, injured 1,500 people, and broke a million square meters of glass, that 2000 EM26 decided to do a flyby. And you're very, very good, Mike. I mean, you almost sound like a pro. It was, you know, 2 million miles away, about three times the size of FedEx Field.
Wow.
I mean, it was a big guy. But the thing our listeners need to realize is we have these flybys, these close flybys, every single day almost. I mean, I was going back and looking at NASA, and on the February 10th, we had a 1 kilometer, that's a 1,000 meter flyby at 6.2 times the distance of the moon. Now, when the one last night flew by, that was 8.8 the times distance to the moon. And then we got one coming up on February 20th. That's a third of the size of the guy last night, and that's going to pass a million miles away. So the question I had is, why did this guy get all the hype? I don't know, but we have these all the time. And
better PR, I would think, Greg.
What's that, Mike?
Better PR than the others.
I think you're right, and there was some coverage that was done on this last night live. It was interesting. So many people tuned in to try to watch this on an observatory telescope in Dubai. They crashed the server several times.
Wow.
That, to me, is good news. You know, people are interested in this, and they want to keep informed. And we need to, because the threat's always there.
Hey, Greg, I wonder why NASA hasn't come up with, or maybe they're even working on it, I don't know, a way to blow them up, make them go in a different direction. What is there to do to make it not hit us if it's on a direct collision course?
Planetary defense, right, Joan?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. NASA's right now working on developing a new set of spacecraft that will be able to take us to the moon, Mars, and asteroids. For the last 30 years, we've been low Earth orbit, but now NASA's working on a new set of spacecraft, and President Obama has set as a mission goal to go to an asteroid and redirect it. And we don't want to necessarily blow up an asteroid, because if it's really big,
collateral
that can make the problem
damage
worse.
Yeah.
So we want to look at deflecting them. But to be able to deflect or destroy, you have to detect.
Awesome
and
stuff.
That's the bottom line. Is we have to be able to find these. So
now, wasn't that Russian meteor that came in, that asteroid, they hadn't detected that?
The one in Russia?
Right.
That is exactly right, Mike. That one came in from the sun. That was about 60 feet across. And that was a watershed event, as I say in my column, because that was the best observed meteorite event in the history of modern man.
Wow, that is amazing.
And it's still on YouTube. It still lives there.
I own three pieces of it, and I study it very closely. And if I may, real quickly, we were very lucky with that, because if several things had changed, the angle of entry, the internal composition of the meteor itself, it could have been a lot worse.
It sure could have. Well, I know they succeeded in Hollywood. I hope that, in this case, science can learn a little bit from science fiction.
Bruce Willis might be up for recall. I don't know.
I'd call him. The guy's pretty cool. I mean, if you're going to go, you might as well go with a guy like that.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Greg Redfern. Appreciate you being with us.